Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there waiting for you. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you've got a story. I don't know if you've got it pulled up, but it's the Game of Thrones story. There's a bar somewhere that has been throwing Game of Thrones viewing parties, and apparently HBO doesn't like that very much. They have decided to crack down, no doubt using copyright. And I want to hear more about that particular story. I do know, all I know about Game of Thrones is I've seen two episodes, because everybody talks about this show.
I haven't seen any.
Right? Everybody talks about this show. And it was good, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fine drama, you know, fine HBO kind of series drama.
I hear it's epic.
I wouldn't say it was the greatest show I've ever seen or anything like that, but it was entertaining. I will likely come back to it at some point in the future.
There are so many good shows available on Amazon Prime that I haven't been rushing off to find things that I have to pay for. You
Do
know?
They put HBO on Amazon Prime?
I don't know whether I could even find it.
I doubt it.
Frankly, have not looked.
I highly doubt it. I would imagine they want a little more control over their product. Anyway, let's jump into this here, Mark. What's going on and where is it happening?
I believe it's New York City.
Okay.
This is from nypost.com. HBO brandished its Valyrian legal swords. I assume that's a Game of Thrones joke. Against a Brooklyn bar, forcing it to end the Sunday night Game of Thrones viewing parties it had been hosting for 2 years. As a pay subscription service, HBO should not be made available in public establishments, HBO said after sending a April 15th cease and desist letter to Videology Bar and Cinema in Williamsburg.
Hmm.
James Leet, co-owner of the Bedford Avenue Bar, said the letter was as jarring as this season 3's Red Wedding. We feel really bad that we're not allowed to show it. We don't have a choice, Leet said. By Sunday afternoon, Videology posted a message on to Facebook reading, "Sorry guys, no Game of Thrones showing tonight, or ever. Not our choice. Hashtag winter is here." Once again, I assume that
another Game of Thrones reference.
So they've switched it over to Mad Men, and it's, you know, I mean, this is, people, they tell us that intellectual property is intended to benefit society as a whole, right?
Is that what they say?
Yeah, obviously, that's what it's for.
Oh, the idea being that without intellectual property, people wouldn't make medicines or something like that?
Well, yeah, that's what you're told. It's sort of, you know, generally, well, how are we possibly going to get the good TV shows if the good TV shows are played in bars that can pay, you know, people can pay money to sit and drink? Like, none of it really makes any sense. I want to know how this makes society better as a whole. People who support intellectual property at least have arguments for intellectual property as a concept, they rarely do they support it in its implementation.
Yeah, that's a good point, because in its implementation, it's really all about bringing as much revenue as possible to the people who hold the intellectual property so-called rights. And in this case, and it's to some extent cutting their nose off to spite their face, because this is not good PR for Game of Thrones
No.
or for HBO.
I'm annoyed.
Right, I mean, it will probably, I don't know if it'll upset the fans enough to make them stop watching, because it's apparently an incredibly addictive program, and I'm sure they'll continue it to be a very, very popular show.
The harder it is for people to watch your program, the less likely they're going to watch it.
That's true.
That's the way economics work.
And they're also, I mean, obviously there's a lot of word of mouth about Game of Thrones.
Yes, great. I hear.
But, you know, it's not a bad thing to have that show playing in a bar where somebody could saunter on in and ask, you know, hey, what's that? You know, they're sitting there drinking and they're watching and they're wondering what they're seeing. They've never heard. And not everybody's heard of Game of Thrones, right? So somebody's going to come into that bar and they're going to get turned on to it because it was playing there.
Well, it also shows how HBO's really sort of fallen. This is a whole new area that they can start marketing. I hear some sports, things called, they call them major league sports. They do things like this in bars. People are so excited about this television programming that people will go in and drink beer and eat chicken wings and root for these things they call teams. What they are, actually, Ian, what these teams are is they're a bunch of millionaires dressed similarly, and they do things with balls and stuff. And HBO is missing out on this incredible opportunity. Instead, they want to have their lawyers send somebody a cease and desist.
Yeah, didn't I hear also that, it's sort of related, that Game of Thrones is like the number one most pirated show of all time?
I don't know.
I've heard that that's the case. I don't know if it's true, but I believe that it could be true. And either way, there's an argument to say that piracy isn't a bad thing either for them, because those pirates are talking to people, right? The people that are copying Game of Thrones and sharing it on Torrent, for instance, those folks are talking about the show. They're going to work. They're going to school. They're going wherever it is they go, to whichever social clubs, and they're discussing. Because that's what people talk about, right? Like, people talk about sports. They talk about television. They talk about the weather. I mean, these are things that people have in common.
Yeah.
I know there's reason to critique that, but that's what people talk about.
They call it small talk for a reason.
So people talk about Game of Thrones. And when the more people talk about it, whether they've watched it through HBO's legal channel or not, it's still buzz. And more buzz means more people wanting to see it.
Right.
And
I want to see this. At some point, I'm liable to pay money to watch the first season of Game of Thrones just to see it.
And I believe HBO now has a way to do that on their website, if I'm not mistaken. I know that Showtime does. I'm pretty sure HBO does as well. Because
I better not invite anybody over, though, when
right.
I do it. I better just watch this myself with headphones on so that nobody else can possibly enjoy it.
Well, all these movies have that FBI warning in front of it, you know, where it says, "You will be imprisoned if you share this with anyone."
I need a good threatening every time I watch your product. Thank you so much for that FBI warning. I especially like it when they put it in French just to make sure I've got it.
Man, I remember years ago, my dad showed me how to copy movies back when they were on VHS. So it was just like one of those moments.
One of the dual
father-son moments.
The dual recorder things?
Yeah, I forget how many heads you need. I think it was like a four-head VHS deck or
VHS
something
was
like
four
that.
Head.
There was some sort of technique. Because they had these copywritten tapes or whatever.
Yeah, back in the day they didn't when I was, you know, doing
way
this
back.
Yeah, way
right?
back in the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is sad. I mean, because the bar patrons are going to miss out. It's going to mean HBO's getting all this negative publicity. There's really no upside to this. I mean, I don't think HBO's benefiting from
the
doing
upside
this
is
at
for
all.
Mad Men. Mad Men was
okay.
What the patrons were shown in instead. Sending a bar a cease and desist letter is like saying, "I can't have my friends to my house to watch Game of Thrones because they haven't paid for it." It's just wrong, said Ian Phillips, 27. What about
is
the people?
A bar patron?
Okay. Yeah. What about the people e-pirating the show online? HBO explained.
Well, you can't pick on them as easily. I mean, this bar is advertising publicly that they're doing this. The average pirate who's downloading online is not publicly advertising the fact
not
that they're doing
that. Not just that, but HBO says it monitors bars and eateries to find out who's having viewing parties and
pathetic.
Relies on tips. Like, they've got a.
That's pathetic.
The network of snitches out there or something like that. To
wow.
Catch filters. I'm not sure what a filter is.
Is that the name they use? A
that
filter?
That is a term. I have heard
sex,
it before.
It sounds like a sex term.
No, I'm not sure that that's a sex term.
I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a filter.
Okay.
Nothing new as we have taken such actions for well over a decade, the cable giant said. In the early 2000s.
This is the way it's always been, and this is the way it always will be, because we say so.
Yeah, well, the fact is people want to share the things that are important to them. And you've really got to ask yourself, where do you want to get involved with that? Don't you want people to get together in a large room and drink alcohol and enjoy your show? Well, if not, if this doesn't work for you, instead of sending your lawyers out, you should just tell this bar, look, here's your licensing agreement or whatever. You know, figure out some way for them to do it. Don't tell them they can't. Show them how they can. Mm. And this is just bad management. This is shark jumping at its best. This is how an organization goes from new, exciting, content-driven media to old, staid, mainline bullcrap.
Yeah, but even if there was some sort of, even if they came up with some licensing option to allow the bar to show this program, it would likely be priced out of their range. I mean, that's just how these guys are. Like, they'll charge $1,000 or something ridiculous, something that the bar couldn't possibly make back.
What's NFL doing? I mean, it's not like there's not a business model out there. There's currently drinking establishments that play TV to get people to come in. This isn't hard.
All right, we'll come back with more here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And share your thoughts on intellectual property. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today, I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. One of the things we really like here on Free Talk Live is alternative currencies. We hooked up our earlier guest, Billy Wayne Davis, with his first Bitcoin wallet. I sent him $5 worth of Bitcoin. He was pretty excited about it, actually. And we're also into gold and silver, the old school alternative currencies, the ones that have been around for longer than we've been around. They are, for a long time, they've been great hedges against inflation. But whatever your reason for wanting gold and silver, whether it's an investment, a barter currency, or that hedge against inflation that it's been so good at historically, you can go and get it from Midas Resources through Free Talk Live. And if you do so, we will get a very, very small cut of the sale because there's not a large margin on selling gold and silver. So you can go to silver.freetalklive.com or call Midas toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. They've got beautiful gold and silver pieces over at silver.freetalklive.com. You can also go to gold.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to the same place. And I've purchased from Midas multiple times, and they're always great. They really are. So once again, silver.freetalklive.com. Mark, we've been talking about intellectual property, as it is called, and the Game of Thrones, this incredibly popular television program based on HBO, was being shown by a bar in New York, was it? Is that right?
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn.
And this sounds like a kind of a an art geek bar. The name of the bar sounds like they're really oriented towards showing movies and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's for a long time been a prohibition against showing a movie for money. So if you rent a movie or you buy a movie at the store, you still don't have the license legally to display that for cash.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I don't know whether it's illegal or not, but generally you can get away with showing it to your friends for free. But if you start displaying it publicly for free, that will likely get you in trouble.
And sometimes there's these little slipshod things. I mean, what about a movie? What about classes at school? I mean, have you ever seen a movie at school?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, what's the rule on displaying it to a school?
I bet the government exempts themselves from that.
I don't know what they do.
I bet they do.
It's always very, very interesting when you're talking about. I remember seeing a Pirates game on film, probably 8mm film.
Oh, wow.
Back in the early 80s in the fellowship hall of my Methodist church.
That could have been illegal.
It could have been. Yeah. I don't have any clue. It's not like I signed some kind of waiver or anything like that, that I recall.
Well, as long as nobody snitches, you can get away with it. But apparently HBO says they've got snitches who are working to rat out bars. Now, we know ASCAP and BMI, the music organizations, have been doing this for years. So it's kind of a different twist on an old story. For years, there have been these agents of the music industry who've gone into music establishments where they'll let bands play or they'll have overhead speakers, and they will go after those bars and threaten them with lawsuits if they don't pony up cash or stop doing what they're doing. And sometimes doing what they're doing can simply be playing music over the overhead speakers that they have not paid the licensing fees for. Because apparently there's like a bar fee that you can pay to BMI or ASCAP,
sure, ASCAP BMI,
to get permission to just allow music to be played on your establishment.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if, like, when I'm in the dentist's office, I hear music being played over the speakers there. Is there also an ASCAP BMI license for that, too?
Sure is.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The company that I had gone to for dental work in the past, they were listening to Sirius XM radio. So Sirius XM's already paying a musical license to air those songs. Are you telling me that the dentist's office also has to pay on top of that to re-air them?
I can't say that, but I can tell you that if it was a CD, they certainly would have to do that. And
it's just so outrageous.
But a radio station, they can. So you can play the radio, which pays a higher ASCAP BMI fee than anybody else.
Replaying radio is okay.
You're not replaying it. You're playing it.
Well, right. But then probably playing Sirius XM would probably fall under that same category.
Yeah.
would be my guess.
I don't know the answer to that. I am not going. You know,
I don't either. I'm not an attorney.
And frankly, the you know, the attorneys that make their living in this field must have a difficult time sleeping. It's just difficult.
It says here, not when their pillows are stuffed with money. Apparently,
yeah, I would sleep better on a pillow stuffed with money. I can admit that.
It
in the early 2000s, the network ordered up its hits. Ordered up hits on the several Chicago gin mills showing The Sopranos.
Mm.
Videology shot to the top of HBO's list because it screens the show in a theater connected to the bar, said a source.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
right?
Awesome.
What a cool way to go and watch your favorite television show.
What a cool way to have your television show shown to a bunch of people.
Right. If HBO were hip and with it, and I'm sure they would like people to think that because they've got cool shows, right?
Yeah.
If they were actually with it, then they would be encouraging this. They, if they were with it, they would have found out about this and, like, sent them a gift package or something like that.
Well,
or
I don't know what.
Sent one of the stars down there to sign autographs.
At the very least, they would have figured out some licensing agreement for these people. Hey, we heard about you playing, and we have, look, you know, that's you can't just go playing our show for a bunch of people. This is our licensing agreement. Send us a check for this. And it's not a problem. And that is a really great way to solve the problem. I understand we have to deal with the world as it exists as far as intellectual property goes. I'm willing to have conversations. I think that one thing that's for sure is that all kinds of intellectual property is being used in the Game of Thrones show that nobody's paying for. Isn't a throne a technology? It is a sitting technology, right? A sword is a killing technology.
Yeah, someone invented that sword.
Someone invented it, and likely the vast majority of us are related to that person. And how come we're not all getting some tiny little check every time a sword appears in Game of Thrones?
Because that's
it's
absurd.
Because it is stupid. Yeah. Right? And so at some point or another, you kind of have to ask yourself, would it be okay if this bar showed stuff where the copyright and the patent have run out? Of course it would be just fine if they showed this stuff. So it's all arbitrary. Completely arbitrary how long they get. There's the new 99 years, the artist's lifetime in 99 years on songs that they put together, I don't know, a couple decades ago. Sonny Bono. But, I mean, you know, the national anthem, the U.S., the Star Spangled Banner is a ripoff of an English drinking song. So it just goes to show how we use things. You know, humans use old stuff to make new things. Art is piled on top of art. I mean, you know, you got to kind of let it go at some point. And those are the questions I have, is when is the right time? Why do we give politicians, people that, you know, whose names are synonymous with liars and thieves, the ability to make the decision as to when is fine for us to use things in public domain?
So I think it's relevant to point out that on the backside of the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree DVD, we included a different message, because the default message that the DVD manufacturer puts on there is that FBI threat. Ours says, thank you, instead of warning, in all caps, for buying a copy of this movie. Feel free to screen it for your friends and family, or even copy it for them. We're confident that if they enjoy it, they're likely to buy a copy for themselves or a loved one, so as to inspire future productions like this. I think that's pretty with it. I think that's pretty hip. In fact, even on the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree website, which is victimlesscrimespree.com, there are instructions on how to host the screening. So we want you to share this movie. Anyway, 855-453. Maybe you've got thoughts on intellectual property or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to dial toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This discussion of intellectual property brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You go to victimlesscrimespree.com and you can watch it for free and then share it with all your friends. And if you feel so inclined, you can buy the DVD for less than 10 bucks at Amazon and even Walmart. So once again, victimlesscrimespree.com. Check that out. You can also bring up anything you want. We can talk more about intellectual property and how ridiculous of a concept that it is here in a moment. But Dax is with us first, listening in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Dax. Dax in Dallas.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
There you are. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out about the Free State.
You're on the air.
We're about to be moving in August, so.
Wow, that's exciting. Who's we? You and who else?
My wife.
Excellent.
About 6 months ago, we made the decision, and yeah, it's worked out great. So,
what has led you to this decision?
Liberty in general, you know, which I've been talking about tonight. Why is New Hampshire over Texas for me? It would be the Tea Party, really religious people. You know, they seem to get along with a lot of ideas, but you know, they cross the line with some things. So
what you're saying is you're frustrated by the ultra-conservative right-wingers there in Texas.
Yeah, well, the Tea Party, I mean, it's still strong here in Texas, and it is ultra, not conservative, just religious conservative.
Hmm.
You know, and there's some boundary you can't break. With, like, the marijuana, it's very difficult. Talk about gay marriage, I mean, good luck, you know. So these things, it'd be nice to be in a different culture.
Yeah, things are different here. I mean, I'm not going to tell you won't find ultra-religious types in New Hampshire. They certainly exist. Although, from what I understand, New Hampshire is one of the most unchurched places in the United States, which means that there are churches here, but there's not as many people, percentage of population, that attend them. So that might be a good thing for you there.
Yeah, that's more room in the pews for those that do, right?
Yeah.
So that's a big motivator for you. But a lot of people say that Texas is really free. I mean, that Texas should be a destination for a freedom movement. What do you think about that?
It is. We have a good movement. We were real active during 2012. And, you know, we're still friends with a lot of the movement and the cop blocks down here and Corey and everybody. But, you know, our people are great. The liberty movement down here is great. But, you know, I think we just want to see that change and have, like you said earlier about, yeah, having so many things to do, you can't do it all, you know.
It's not that way in Texas?
Not in Dallas. I think Houston's a little bit stronger from what I hear. But I also know Houston's really liberal, so I was surprised to hear that. But I know Tom Woods and people go down there quite a bit, so...
Yeah, I would say that I've enjoyed my trips to Texas, but you know, I can't really say that it's a place where you would have a real chance at a growing freedom movement because there's just so many people there. Was it 26 million, I think, or something last time I looked? I
mean, yeah,
an insane amount.
Dallas alone is almost the exact same as New Hampshire total.
Yeah,
1.3.
Texas is, by rights, its own country,
yeah.
And not a small one. I mean, I don't know how it would rank against other countries population-wise, but it is a big place, and therefore its government is well-entrenched, and people are essentially poorly represented, comparative to places like New Hampshire or Vermont.
Well, congratulations.
It costs at least $1 million to win just a House seat. Now
it costs on average, I think, $500 in New Hampshire to win a state House seat.
Yeah.
So. And that $1 million is chump change compared to what you get out of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Dax, congratulations on your decision. You said you're moving this August. Is that right?
Yeah, this late August.
Very exciting.
Manchester area. So
that's always a good starting point. And then you can kind of feel out the rest of the state, see if you can find something that's a little more to your liking. Thank you, Dax, for your call tonight.
You.
Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
It's the edge in you two, just so you geeks know. But anyway, Mark, you can call me lunatic anytime you want, minister. By the way, I heard you amending about Stop Free Teen only having anything, only ad hominem attacks on their webpage about you guys.
I'm listening.
You ever read any of the posts that you put on After Hours about me on your Facebook page, Mark? Because it's nothing but attacks. There's never been one substantive, speaking of intellectual property, nothing intelligent ever. But you posted them about me, minister.
Are you talking about the...
I swear to God.
You asked a question.
I'm about to both of you. You've posted.
Hold on a second. I'm just going to put you on hold so you can answer his question.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. I have, you know, a few Facebook pages, but the one that I have that's regarding James is quotes. I mean, I actually don't say anything about him.
You don't preface the quote with, this is the James in Arizona.
Yeah, I might say something underneath if somebody comments and say something like
you
that.
You don't preface the quote with an insult?
No, I don't say anything about it. I put quotation marks around the stuff he said he has written in, and I just put it up to show people the obsessiveness with which he talks about our deaths.
This is the, does he talk about my death? I think he's normally talking about you, right?
Well, he certainly has mentioned mine.
Talk about radio, you take control when James from Arizona calls in. But anyway, Mark, you're the one that posted things that are nasty images and caricatures of me before I ever started making fun of you. But about that lunatic and killing and all that, I should not like to explain to the benefit of your audience. Last night you were sitting right next to a creep who couldn't wait, who was a co-host, frequent co-host of your show and frequent caller, that couldn't wait to call in on one Monday to talk about how glad he was that two cops were blown to they had their heads blown off while sitting in a squad car, and he suggested he should like to see more of that happen to any guys with badges on. Now, that's not an exact quote, but I know that two ministers and another little person that lives in that dope den you're broadcasting with, not one of you three had anything condemnatory to say about a guy fantasizing about other people's cold-blooded murder.
Well, actually, you're wrong about that. Thank you for the call tonight. You're actually wrong about that. I don't support violence, and I think we've had that conversation, countless times here on Free Talk Live about why violence isn't the solution. I don't...
I failed to speak out, I don't even know what he's talking about particularly, but if I failed to speak out on that, then, thank you, James, for letting us know. We don't think that that's a good solution to the problem,
right.
But I don't remember what he's talking about.
Maybe he's referring to a comment like, I might have said something like, I didn't shed a tear over it or something like that. But that doesn't mean
people die every day. How can you shed a tear over everybody that dies?
Yeah,
right?
That doesn't mean that I endorse violence as
a
solution.
I think that's a poor idea to say that. But I guess if somebody's caught, and I don't know the circumstance he's talking about, but if somebody's caught doing something illegal and dies in the process, or immoral and dies in the process, then I guess I don't shed a tear.
So, yeah, violence, not the solution, certainly something we've covered a myriad of times. In fact, Chris Cantwell and I even had a lengthy discussion about that at the first Keenvention. It was Chris, Derek J., and myself. This was actually before Chris was a co-host of Free Talk Live. It was actually before he even moved back to New Hampshire, I think. But anyway, Chris came up to Keenvention, and we put him on the piece roundtable, as we called it, and it ended up being the most well-attended of all of the Keenvention panels. And I think it did fairly well online as far as views were concerned as well. People want to talk about this issue. People are frustrated with the police. And I actually have a police-related story here tonight. I'm glad James called in. He gave me an excuse to bring this up. I had wanted to, but we were talking about intellectual property. Certainly we could come back to that.
I'd like to just put out there for James, if he's still listening, hey, I will take that Facebook page down if you act like a normal, non-nutty person for 3 months. I know you don't like that Facebook page, and I get it. I'll take it down if you just go ahead and stop acting insane and typing all kinds of weird screeds at us, because I don't know. If you're not a lunatic killer, you just happen to act like one.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Speaking of lunatic killers, the police are in the news again. And this time it is a man with a gun, an AR-15, charging at a woman who is just trying to hold them accountable by recording them with her cell phone.
I saw that video, yeah.
Yeah, I just watched it for the first time a moment ago, and there's news. We'll share it with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the number. It's Free Talk Live.
When we needed $5,000 for a medical emergency, a friend told us about Avant. They use their own risk evaluation software to calculate a personalized interest rate, one that works for us. The whole process took minutes and didn't affect our credit score.
We've helped over 100,000 Americans get the money they need fast. And with Avant, you'll never pay hidden fees or be penalized for paying off your loan early. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to AvantOffer.com today and enter promo code 200 at checkout. That's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200. Again, that's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200.
Loans are made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603-K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here in the remaining moments of the program. If you like, you can do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you like over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it for $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, amp-only Facebook group, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, while you're feeling in the giving mood, you can also give to the freetalklive/lrn.fm African Satellite Fundraiser for as little as a buck. You know, whatever it is you feel like donating. You can donate $1,000 or $10,000 if you've got that kicking around. We'll put it to good use, and we'll get the Ideas of Liberty broadcast all across a good swath of Africa. Not the entire continent, but a good chunk of it. So go and check out the signal map and the pitch over at africa.lrn.fm. That's africa.lrn.fm. Southgate, California, as reported on over at thefreethoughtproject.com, a shocking and disturbing video uploaded to YouTube on Sunday caught an armed police officer charging at a witness, snatching her camera, then smashing it on the ground, before then kicking it as hard as he could to destroy it. A witness who was quietly filming the confrontation from across the street gasped in horror as she thankfully captured the scene. The incident occurred in Southgate, a city in Los Angeles County. The officers appear to be in SWAT gear as you hear the woman asserting her right to be there. It is unclear what she was filming that the officers so badly wanted to hide. Quote, "I have a right to be here. You need to stay away from him," the woman is heard asserting calmly, a mere 15 seconds before an officer armed with an assault rifle begins to walk towards her. As the woman non-aggressively begins to distance herself from the officer, he then runs full speed at her, grabbing her phone and yanking it from her hands. The woman who was filming the scene is a different woman, the woman who was filming from afar.
So there's a gal who's filming the scene, and then there's another woman who's
across
filming her from across the street and safely inside the house. The cops don't see her.
I don't know if she's inside a house, but
yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
Well, I don't see if she's inside a house and she's either standing in the doorway or there's no screen on the window because there's no...
It seemed to be framed, as I recall, by a house. Maybe I'm just wrong.
I think you might be wrong about that. But nonetheless, so the woman who is filming the scene from across the street is heard gasping in horror as the officer smashes the phone to the ground and kicks it as hard as he could to get it away from the scene. It sounds as if one of his buddies is cheering as the attack takes place. The officer then calmly walks away as though it were business as usual, and he had not just assaulted a woman, which, by the way, if you and I were to perform the same act to someone on the street holding a cell phone, we would probably be charged with felony-level assault.
Indeed.
Something like that.
There's a different set of rules.
Now, the Free Thought Project editorializes a bit here, as they tend to do, which I'm fine with because they do a good job. But they say the police are scared. They know that they're being held accountable by the public and by good citizens who look out for one another and film police encounters. This is why it's imperative that we continue to film the police. If you can see someone else filming, find another vantage point and film with them. You can never have too many cameras.
Hear, hear.
The bad can continue to be bad if the good stand by and do nothing. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. And then they actually suggest contacting the U.S. Marshals for some reason to demand the officer be held accountable. Was it the Marshals or a SWAT team in L.A. County? I'm not really sure who the officers were involved here.
Yeah, I didn't think it was U.S. Marshals. I thought that it was a city in California.
It's certainly happening in Southgate.
Southgate.
I don't have those details. But there's other news about this. The folks over at photographyisnotacrime.com, which is a great website, by the way, one of my favorites, they are reporting on the story. Carlos Miller, actually, saying that NBC Los Angeles has taken on an extremely cop-sucking approach to the case of Beatriz Paez, the 34-year-old woman who had her phone snatched from her by a U.S. Marshal on Sunday. The news station persuaded Paez to allow them to recover the footage from her damaged phone, giving them the exclusive. But then the station accused Paez of arguing with federal agents and refusing demands from the lawmen as she records law enforcement activity. They also insinuated that the agents were only trying to look out for her safety. Here's the quote from NBC's story about this. Quote, "This is unsafe right now. You're in the line of the fire," an officer tells her. "Go across the street and film all you want." She repeatedly tells them that she has a right to record the operation and that she feels she's in a safe spot, then protests that two agents are standing too close to her. Just moments later, in a confrontation captured by another bystander, a U.S. Marshal, there you go, Mark, grabbed the device from her hands and smashes it. Quote, "I'm not in the way. I'm in a safe spot. I need to film, and I have a right to film. I'm watching. Please don't block my view," Paez says after an agent told her that she's getting in the way of their investigation. That's an ending of the quote from NBC. As Miller points out, NBC fails to ask the most obvious question. If she was indeed in the line of fire, does anyone really believe the cops would be milling about as they were doing before the clip begins? For an entity that frequently cites officer safety when ordering citizens to stop recording because they claim the camera could be a gun in disguise, there's no way they would purposefully stand in the line of potential real gunfire. And I think Carlos is absolutely right about this. There was a situation in Keene just a few weeks ago where the cop block activists were out in the streets. We were tipped off that the Keene police were downtown with machine guns. And we went down there to check it out. When we arrived, there were at least 8 officers stationed at different points in the center of downtown Keene, in Central Square,
mm-hmm.
and every one of those officers was standing behind a wall or behind some sort of structure obscuring them from view. So they were pointing, like there was one cop who was sort of like poking out from behind the wall and pointing a gun at a building. I mean, these guys definitely felt like there was something that might happen to them. And they were acting as...
And that's how they act when they think that's going to happen.
Right. By the way, they didn't bother to tell any of the people who were walking by that they were in some kind of danger. The officers just kind of kept that to themselves. But nonetheless...
It may or may not be true, right? Like, they weren't in danger because it was a fictitious situation, but it's...
They didn't know that.
Right.
At that time, they believed there was a hostage situation in some building, and that's all that they knew. Turned out it was what was called a swatting, as we talked about briefly earlier. So Miller continues, let's get real here. Furthermore, NBC continues to blur the faces of the cops who clearly violated her rights as to not blow their cover when the cops were standing in public with the word police across their bulletproof vests, so they had no expectation of privacy. And this so-called arguing from the woman was her standing up for her rights. She didn't start talking to them. They started talking to her. They initiated the conversation by barking unlawful orders at her, and they failed to point out that there's a difference between refusing demands and refusing a lawful order. If the cops wanted to keep her from recording from the sidewalk, all they needed to do was set up a perimeter with crime tape.
And another issue here that's really important is, look, it's not the video that's most important. Yes, I know in the Rodney King case, the video is what made the decision, but... Really, we've been looking at these kind of situations for going on a decade now, and really what the difference is the audio. You got to get what's said, because, I mean, you never know what's going on and why something's done without the audio. For instance, in the BART situation out in San Francisco, we didn't really get audio from the situation where the cop pulls out his gun out of his belt and plugs a guy who's handcuffed right in the back and kills him. Right there in the subway station. Mm-hmm. We don't have any reason, any idea why he, you know, handcuffed a man and then shot him in the back. Because we didn't get the audio. People got it from a distance. Now, if he would have said, he says, by the way, that he thought he was pulling out his taser. And it's really great. Like, afterwards, you can say, I'm sorry I pulled out my gun and shot that man that I handcuffed in the back. And I'm sorry I just killed your son or brother or whomever. I thought it was my taser. And that's all fine. But if we would have had audio of him of quit struggling or I'll kill you, that would have been a really damning thing for him to have said. But we don't have the audio. The audio is more important than the video. And that's why people try to get close so they can get the audio.
So instead of putting up a perimeter, one agent who has yet to be identified flew into a rage and violated her First and Fourth Amendment rights. And NBC Los Angeles refuses to acknowledge that. Not only that, as Miller's pointing out, they're protecting the police. They're actively going above and beyond what is necessary. Because it takes effort to put those blurs on somebody's face in video. So they're protecting the officer in this case, who clearly was out of line, even if she was violating some sort of perimeter, to come at her and grab her camera from her and then throw the camera down. When our friend James Cleveland was arrested for ostensibly violating a perimeter, they just quietly and calmly arrested him. You know, they didn't grab his camera, throw it to the ground, and then walk away from him. So anyway, we're out of time for tonight. You can see that video on our Facebook and Twitter. We'll put it up there here in a short moment. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate in big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? We'll pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.